Hi, my name is Lindsay Murphy, the founder of The Miracle Project and the host of today's podcast. Here at The Miracle Project, we believe that a miracle is earthly glimpses of heaven's mercy. Miracles are quite literally happening in every person on the planet that has given their life to God and put their faith and trust in Him. So today, you will hear from our special guest, Anna K. Luttrell. Anna Kay and I became friends a few years ago when she was a preschool teacher at Blossomwood Elementary School, and I was working as a behavior specialist for the school system. And oh my goodness, you guys, God knew Anna Kay was the type of friend I was needing. She is so gentle in her spirit. She loves so well. She checks in on me. She prays for me. She writes me letters. She's just so good. And what I didn't know at the time of meeting her was that she and her husband, Josh, were in the midst of a miracle in the making. And a couple of years later, God would give them sweet Mabel. And so this story we are calling May's Miracle Story. It is actually one of the very stories that God used to inspire the Miracle Project. And I'm so excited for you to hear it and for her to share it. So Anna Kay, sweet friend, I am so happy you're here with me today.
I am so excited to be here.
Well, before we get started, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Mm-hmm. Lord, thank you so much for Anna Kay and Josh and sweet baby Mabel. You had this story written before Josh and Anna Kay were even born, before Mabel was born, and you knew that this would be a story that would bring people to their knees. You knew that Mabel had a very special purpose and that Anna Kay and Josh would be the perfect parents to shepherd her and to grow her into your kingdom. And so, Lord, thank you for the gift of their family to our community of Huntsville. Thank you for the gift of adoption. And thank you for the ways that you work in our lives and through your miracles. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So, Anna Kay, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Well, like Lindsay said, I'm Anna Kay, and I grew up in Huntsville. My mom is a Huntsville native. My dad was an Army brat, but he traveled all over. But I grew up in the Huntsville City School System, went to Grissom, went to UNA, and got my degree in elementary ed. And as soon as I graduated, I took my degree and went to Brazil and taught there for 2 years, and then came back and met my husband, Josh. I got back in July from Brazil and met him in November, and I did not want to come back from Brazil. And so I tell people that the reason the Lord brought me back was just so I could get married. And so I met Josh at Whitesburg Baptist, where I was working at the time, working with college students. And yeah, we got married in October of 2013 and live currently on Brindley Mountain. That's where his family is all from. And so, yes, currently staying home with my baby May.
Sweet baby May. We actually just got to go to May's first birthday party last weekend. And oh my goodness, we got to go to their home in Brindley Mountain. It's absolutely beautiful. And it's just such a blessing to hear this story now, having been almost exactly 1 year later.
Yeah, I can't believe it's been a year.
Yeah, it's almost like celebrating the first birthday of May by telling her story. I mentioned earlier, you have what we're calling May's Miracle Story. So can you go on and tell us that?
Yes. In July of 2016, Josh and I miscarried, and it was just the hardest thing that we had done and probably have done in our marriage, was just going through that horrific loss. But always knew that the Lord had called me to be a mom, and I held really tight to the concept of getting pregnant. And although we are hoping and praying that one day we might get pregnant, it was late or mid-2019, that the Lord just started gently urging me and speaking to my heart, saying, Anna Kay, if you'll just obey and just hold your hands out and let me create your family, I will write your story. And in that, I kept hearing adoption is first. And so I said, okay, Lord. And I mentioned it to Josh, and the Lord had been working on Josh's heart completely separately, unbeknownst to me. And he said, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to start right now. And so we started our adoption journey. We had a really sweet family at our church that had adopted from China. And so we made that decision. We talked to them, made the decision that we were going to just move forward and adopt from China. That was our plan. And then COVID. We were getting emails, you know, just updates between the agency and just the Chinese government. And we started getting just these really alarming emails like, hey, when the travel ban is lifted, whoever is at that place in the process that has been matched will be allowed to travel, but you might be quarantined in a Chinese facility. And basically just warning families, once you're on China's turf, you're totally in their hands. And so just through praying and talking with Josh and praying some more, we just took time to pray individually and together. We decided, okay, you know, this might be the Lord just kind of intervening. And so the next night I looked on our previous adoption agency on their website, and I found these two little boys from Korea that needed a forever family. And we prayed about it, and we thought, okay, Lord, like, we're going to make this switch. And so we made the switch to Korea, and this is April of 2020. Made the switch again, paid our Korea fees. Even got information on these little boys that I had found and had researched their history, had finally announced it on Facebook. So it was Facebook official that we were adopting from South Korea. And Josh, just in the meantime, had this place on his keep that has been there for as long as he can remember. You could only really see it when he shaved. But in through his job at Bob Wallace Appliance, he had become really good friends with a dermatologist here in town. And so I went to get it checked, and it was just that real simple basal cell carcinoma that tons and tons and tons of people have that you just remove, and that's that. And so in order to adopt from South Korea, though, you have to be physically, emotionally, mentally perfect. They just have such a high standard. And so because we actually buried my grandmother on Tuesday, June 16th of 2020, June 18th, 2 days later, I woke up to an email from our previous agency saying, we're really sorry, but y'all have been disqualified. And y'all are probably disqualified from all the other countries too, because carcinoma was in Josh's diagnosis. Even though it was completely gone, it was gone, never to return. We had a letter from the dermatologist saying, of course, it would not affect his ability to parent, but because carcinoma was in the name of what was removed, we were disqualified. Wow. And I read the email, I hit the X button, put down my phone, and I said, okay, Lord, you have to give me another plan before Josh gets off work today at 5 o'clock, because I cannot tell him that we are back at square zero. We had been dreaming at this point about this baby. I mean, we had been planning, you know, our hearts were definitely in this. And I've told many people, as excited as I was to be a mom, I was even more excited to watch Josh be a dad. And so I told the Lord, I cannot tell him that we are back at square zero. You've got to give me another plan. And the Lord is the master networker. And there was another agency called Children of the World that was going to do our home study for our Korea adoption. Lindsay mentioned earlier that I worked at Blossomwood. There was another teacher at Blossomwood that just threw out Children of the World's name because she had adopted two little girls from Korea, and that's who they used for their home study. And so I had already had a contact at Children of the World, and so I call her and left her a voicemail, but basically was calling to tell her, halt our home study process. We've been disqualified. Can we adopt from India? That was a place that Children of the World adopts from internationally. Can we adopt from India? And in the meantime, Josh calls me. He sees that I'm discouraged. And my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law adopted 5 years ago a little boy, my sweet, sweet nephew. He's about to be six. Domestically, he was born in Mississippi. And Josh said, do you think that the Lord might be, for now, closing the international door? What do you think about domestic? And Lindsay, I had a really bad attitude. I said, I would love to, but I've been on the international train for a year and a half now. But hey, I will call Jessica, Josh's sister, and just see what we have to do, you know? And so I called her and she said, hello. And Tanya at Children of the World was beeping in. And I said, all right, Jessica, I'll call you back. I talked to Tanya, and this is 4 hours later, after I get this disqualification email, 4 hours later, the same day, Tanya stops me and says, whoa, what do you think about domestic? And I said, yeah. And she said, Anna Kay, you're not going to believe this, but we've had a birth mother come today, and there's no waiting families. You could have a newborn in 3 to 6 months. And this was June 18th and of 2020. And I said, yeah. She's like, all right, we need to get off the phone and talk to Josh, because she didn't know that me and Josh had just had this conversation. And I said, okay. And she said, we need to haul it. Get going on your home study paperwork, because we think that this birth mother is in her third trimester. And Lindsay, this was June 18th. And our Mabel Catherine was born September 3rd. And COVID is, probably the hardest thing that has come, to our nation, to our world in a long time. But the Lord just shows me quite often that even the hardest things have very silver linings. And a silver lining of COVID was that I got to go to birth mama's last two doctor's appointments. I got to hear May's heartbeat. But because of COVID, only one person was allowed with this birth mother. And so I got to be her one person. And so I got some very special, rare quality time, just me and her, getting to know her, just sitting in the waiting room of these doctor's offices. But I wouldn't, under normal circumstances, our attorney would have been with us, our consultant would have been with us. And they wanted to be able to mediate, but because of COVID, it was just us. And, I got to develop a really sweet relationship with this birth mother, even before May was born, to the extent of being able to be her one person in the delivery room, and got to hold her leg as May was born, and, got to do skin to skin with May. Josh and I had a room on the labor and delivery floor at the hospital, as if we were the birth parents.
Wow.
And I feel like I have birthed her, because the Lord just saw fit that we were with her from second one. We just celebrated her first birthday, and she is as saucy and sweet as ever at the same time. And
she is. And you are just so clearly her mother. And I think it's just been so beautiful to see, too, the relationship between you and the birth mother, and how she knows, too, that you are May's mother. And she recognizes that and proclaims that over you a lot. And I love the relationship you two have.
And Lindsay, how cool is it that you've met her?
I know.
You've met birth mother, which was such a blessing.
It is.
So,
it's absolutely
birth
amazing.
Birth mother came for Mother's Day this year. And
she's absolutely incredible. She really is. And so one part of the story I'd love for you to share is, can you tell us about that first Zoom call you had with the birth mother? Mm-hmm. Kind of that. So that's a rewind. That's kind of going back into, I guess, around the June timeframe when you guys were matched. Yeah. Tell us about that Zoom call.
So I guess I'll have to start out by saying it is so bizarre to watch this woman that you've never met through Zoom walk into this office 7.5 months pregnant and be like, wow, she's carrying, Lord willing, my child. Yeah. But she came in, her mom was with her. We met. She was very intent on just getting to know us. She had questions for us because she has two children from a previous marriage, and she is in her mid-30s. And so she has a wonderful job. She has a beautiful house. She is very fit to be a mother, but because of just some really hard things going on with birth father, this was the best option. It got to the point where she had asked what if we had a name for May. And we called her Mabel, and she burst into tears. And Josh and I just looked at each other like, uh-oh. We may have just, okay, that was the wrong answer. And so everybody just kind of goes into just like this overdrive of, she just doesn't like the name, but it'll be fine. And then she said, well, have you ever considered calling her May? And that actually is what Josh had been referring to Mabel as just a couple of weeks before. And we were like, wow, well, actually, yes. And she said, okay. And we kind of moved on from there. And it wasn't until we were at the first doctor's appointment that I went to with her that she explained to me I wasn't crying because I didn't like her name. I was crying because my name is Cecilia Maybell. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you were going to name her Mabel, like, that's my name.
Confirmation.
And it was just, and I thought, oh, I mean, because that's something you just can't make up. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't make up. And Josh's mother is Doris Ray. And this birth mother's grandmother is Doris May. And so the Lord had been just orchestrating her name. I mean, every detail to her name, to the nickname that Josh had come up with before we had even thought about it.
Oh my gosh, he knitted this all together. And you just can't deny it. You absolutely can't deny it.
And when he put adoption in my heart, he told me, and Anna Kay, I want you, because I was like, what would we name this baby? And he said, you're going to name this baby your name, like the name that you were going to have for your babies if you had not miscarried. I gave you my name when I adopted you as my child. I want you to give her your name. And so Mabel is Josh's grandmother, who he just loved and adored. And Catherine is my middle name and my mom's name. And so, again, just it's just really neat how the Lord has just weaved the gospel. Yes. And that's what I pray over May, just every day, just as she is our daughter, that she will be even more thankful and blessed to be the Lord's daughter. Yes. And just how radiant she is in His sight. So,
yes, and how chosen. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, how chosen.
I love that. I love that so much. And the Lord has also been gracious to give you, like, you know, like I've mentioned, the birth mother confirms over and over that you are May's mother. You were predestined to be May's mother. And the Lord has given confirmation that He foresaw that you were May's mother.
Right.
You have like another little sign that you're May's mother.
And I remember calling you and being like, Lindsay, you're never going to, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Like, I'll show it to you next time I see you. About 2 months ago, I noticed she has a birthmark on the exact same place on the same leg that I do. And I was like, okay, Lord, like, okay.
Yeah.
I just, and it looks like, some people say it looks like a heart.
Aww.
I think it looks like a set of lips. How she has just been kissed by God. And something that has just always kind of looked annoying to me, because mine is a pretty dark, and it's always just been kind of there.
Yeah.
How crazy is it that the Lord just kind of,
he saw the beauty in it.
Yeah, he saw beauty, and he stamped the same thing on my little girl. So,
wow.
Absolutely
love that. Absolutely love that. You mentioned Children of the World. And you've kind of shared with me some really cool things about them. So can you tell us a little bit more about Children of the World? And then maybe even how the Miracle Project community can either pray for them or help them.
Okay, yes. So Children of the World is based out of Fairhope, Alabama. And they were wonderful just from beginning to end. Very, very personable. The first call that I had with my consultant was on her cell phone. She told me, I've got the cell phone. Text me whenever you want to, like whenever you have questions, concerns, you need information, like here I am. And that's how it was from beginning to end. The huge thing, though, is they do not believe in making a high profit off of their adoption services. They believe every child needs a home, and so that is their goal. And they just don't think that high costs are necessary. And so we found that they are about a fourth of the price of some of the larger adoption agencies. Also, they do not really want adoptive families to wait a long time. And so last time that I talked to our consultant, she had told me that they only take enough adoptive families to be able to match with the birth mothers so that the wait was a year or less. They didn't ever want families to be waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. And so it really is a lot like a pregnancy. And Tanya, my consultant, even told me that, hey, it's like you're pregnant right now, Anna Kay, and you're in your last trimester because you are readying yourself for a baby. And the wait is not unbearably long, which was such a relief to us because we had already been waiting since 2016. Everybody we felt like was on our team, and that was just so important to us.
I love that.
Just pray as they are interacting with these birth mamas in just their most vulnerable states that they will have wisdom. And Children of the World provides excellent, excellent, excellent service through counseling. They literally, I mean, Tanya slept on our birth mama's couch in her hospital room until she was discharged from the hospital. I mean,
They
do a wonderful job of just walking the adoptive families every step of the way and also walking these birth mamas every step of the way. And because of that, they don't have any, very few birth mamas have ever changed their mind because they've just been so well counseled and so well walked with. So just pray for them, just that they will have wisdom and words in the gospel as they are interacting with these birth moms.
Wow. Praise God for them. That's so incredible to hear. All right. Well, Anna Kay, like I said, that story, it's just never going to get old to hear. It's, you know, we keep talking about, you know, in each episode, I kind of talk about like, you know, miracles can kind of be subjective. Like, the Holy Spirit's in us, so we feel miracles and we know when the Lord is working at certain times. But he's so gracious to give us a story like this, where, like you said, like it's externally undeniable that he worked in this. And then another way that I just know I'm hearing a miracle is truly, and I know listeners will feel this way too, truly every time I hear it, I'm rushed with chills. It's like my body responds like I'm hearing about the Lord in his work right now. So it's just such a gift, and I can't thank you enough for sharing it with me the first time you shared it with me, because like I said, it really did kind of breathe life into this project. And I can't thank you enough for sharing it with our community.
Well, I've been it's been fun. I love to tell it. Yeah. You know, just kind of reinvigorates me each time too. And just as encouragement, just what the Lord's been teaching me is always, always, always His story is better.
Yeah.
His story is better. And I think that I know exactly how the chapters are going to go. And his story is better. And so, and He is the one that makes families, whether biological families or adoptive families, God makes families.
It's so beautiful. I love you. I thank you so much. And I'm going to go on and close us in prayer.
Okay.
All right. Lord, thank you so much for this story and this family and sweet baby Mabel Catherine. Thank you so much that Mabel's mom chose life. You stirred something in her heart, and we're confident that you're going to continue stirring in these mothers' hearts, Lord, that before you form these babies in the womb, you know them. And before they are born, you set them apart. You tell us that in Jeremiah. And goodness, the consistency and the faithfulness of you, your trustworthiness, it's demonstrated in unique and personal ways that each person knows was tailor-made to meet their exact needs. And that's what this story just radiates. That's something that only you can do. That's your divine intervention. And we just thank you for this miracle and for the ability to share it. You are the God that works wonders. And you tell us in one of your Psalms that you have made known your might among the peoples. And you've made known the might of yourself in sweet baby May. And we just can't wait to watch her grow and to walk beside Anna Kay and Josh as they raise her. And so, Lord, thank you for them. Thank you for the ability to share their story. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. Love you, sister. Thank you for being here. So if the Lord has put it on your heart to learn more about the miracles He's performing in our city, then please subscribe to our podcast and then please share it as you see fit. If you would like to connect with Anna Kay to talk about your walk with adoption or struggles you're currently going through, or just to encourage her, you can reach out to me via the website. You can just fill out one of our contact forms, and I can work with Anna Kay to maybe put you in touch. And then we will also be linking all the information to Children of the World along with this podcast and on our blog if you would like to learn more about them or reach out to them as well. So yeah, as always, if you have a miracle story to share, please check out our website at www.the-miracle-project.com to submit a story or contact us. And we hope you have an amazing day. Go share His miraculous news.